Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1804, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials and why I call myself Dr. Neil, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from this month. That's where I go into more detail about all of that stuff. But I'm going to spare you from that long intro and get right to today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Anonymous writes, I have another question, but thanks for all the answers you've already given me. They've been super helpful. I'm trying to incorporate more movement in my day as I work from home. I have a fitness watch that now reminds me to move every hour, and sometimes I like to do a plank for, hopefully, a minute, just to do something quick. I'm concerned, however, that my form isn't great because I don't have a mirror nearby to check. So other than installing a mirror, do you have any tips on how to make sure that I'm doing them properly? Thanks so much for all you do. Thank you so much for taking the time to send me another question. I'm so glad you found my previous response so helpful. Now, today's question actually reminded me of something a student asked me when I used to teach an exercise physiology class. I was showing my students proper form for some common resistance training movements. I showed them, for example, how to perform a proper push-up, the perfect squat, how to bench and shoulder press, how to perform a perfect crunch and sit-up and holding the plank position, and so on. This was all performed in a tiny fitness room on campus that actually didn't have a mirror. And even without a mirror, the instruction went fairly smoothly until I showed them how to perform a more complicated move, the deadlift. That's where some students really struggled to master their form, which I could completely understand. I struggled with performing a deadlift the first few times I tried it. So I held an extra session for them so they can practice performing deadlifts until they were nearly perfect. When one of my students attempted the lift, I could tell that their right leg was more dominant. So after they bent down and lifted the barbell from the floor, instead of both legs extending at the same time like they should, I could see that their right leg would actually extend first. This meant that their right leg was doing most of the work. Their left leg was just sort of tagging along and getting a free ride. Now, this is not ideal because over time, it will lead to even bigger strength differences between the legs. And that in turn can lead to other issues like knee problems, lower back pain, and so on. And the student had no idea they were favoring one side of their body. So the student stopped and asked, I couldn't see that happening. So how will I know if this is happening without a mirror? How can I check my form? To that, I responded, well, once you've mastered the proper form, you'll know when your form is off because you'll feel it. It'll feel wrong. In fact, some researchers have found for that this type of issue, where we favor the dominant side of our bodies, a mirror can actually make your form worse. Others have looked at whether using a mirror helps with balance exercises and even dance performance. And sadly, the results are mixed. Some studies find that performing these activities in front of a mirror helps. Others found it doesn't or may delay mastery of the movement. So I guess the good news is that you may not necessarily need a mirror to check your form. But the not so great news is that response is all well and good if you have a professional watching you and providing feedback when your form is off. So yes, the ideal is to have someone with the right credentials and experience provide you with in-person feedback. But I understand this isn't always possible. So the next best thing would be something like an instructional video. Well, let me rephrase. A well-designed instructional video where the instructions are from someone that has credentials and experience in the field. I'll give you an example of what would not be considered a credible video. Someone recently showed me a video labeled Gym Fails. One scene actually showed someone performing a type of shoulder shrug movement, and whoever filmed it was mocking the person. But the individual performing the shoulder shrug movement was actually using a legitimate warm-up move. So you have to be careful. Now, I'm not a spokesperson for the home workout series P90X or the parent company Beachbody, but I do have to say that the P90X workout videos are pretty spot on when it comes to encouraging and maintaining proper form. So the bottom line is this. No, you don't need a mirror, but learning proper form so that you can feel when things aren't right would be ideal. Thank you so much for taking the time to send me another question. And if you want to send me a question, remember, you can email one directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is country code 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right, thank you so much for sending in your questions. Answering them is one of my favorite parts of this show, but that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.